Extremists use a Bible translation mistake to foment anti-Christian sentiment in India. An international forum addresses outreach future in the Commonwealth of Independent States will get a field report. And missionary teams come together in the Philippines to get tools for building up ministry. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Extremists in India are stoking and spreading the flames of persecution over a Bible translation mistake. Words of Hope's David Bass says the radio ministry office is in Ranchi, Jharkhand State.
There was a huge anti-Christian demonstration in the streets of Ranchi. People came from all over India, not just this area, to protest this particular version of the Bible and to denounce Christians in general.
There's a demand for public punishment over the translation mistake, and Bass says
the Christians in this city are asking us to pray for them to diffuse the tensions here, and they're acting in concert to try to negotiate with more reasonable elements the unreasonable demands that are being placed upon them.
Bass says the Bible Society has publicly apologized for the mistake and corrected it, but the pressure remains high.
Christians have renounced the faith and gone back to Hinduism. It's the only way to save their lives or to be able to come back into their homes.
Next, church members have built a method of defense for services at one church in Bangalore, India. Due to the rise of gang and mob violence, the church had to be prepared, says Tom Dudenhofer of Audio Scripture Ministries.
Just a few weeks ago, when everybody came to church, they told all the women and the children that they needed to go and sit near the front of the church. And then all the men were supposed to take up just standing positions at all the doorways and all the entrances to the church.
Maintaining this standing circle allows members to worship in peace. Despite the uncertainty, ministry does continue.
We believe that this is really a critical time for the country of India, but there still are tremendous open doors. And because so many of the people in India don't read, we also feel that God would have us really expand the ministry of our partners in India.
This ministry includes creating a Christian radio station in the area. Pray for God's comfort for believers at church and for the funding for the uplifting radio. You're listening to Mission Network News. Nearly 200 Christian leaders in the former Soviet Union gathered in Ukraine for an historic meeting. MNN's Greg Yoder reports.
For the first time in recent memory, leaders from 16 organizations in six countries participated in the International Evangelical Missions Forum, sponsored by Russian ministries. Held at their newly dedicated ministry center, the two-day forum focused on the crisis facing the church. Russian ministry Sergei Rakhubas says traditionalism and legalism is pushing young people away. But there's another crisis, religious freedom.
In Belarus, there is no freedom anymore. It's almost like back to the Soviet Union. In Russia, religious freedom is under serious test today. We have brothers here from Uzbekistan and Azerbaijan. Islamistic radicalism is actually blocking all kind of evangelical activity there.
The church is now forced to develop strategies to encourage boldness and innovation to reach the lost. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Irpin, Ukraine.
Meanwhile, Cameroon's capital city is a strategic center for Bible translation in Central Africa. Wycliffe Associates notes that it's also a good place for two key projects. Next month, teams will be expanding an aircraft hangar to accommodate a larger airplane that's needed for ongoing support of Bible translation teams in remote areas. At the same time, work is continuing on the new campus for Rainforest International School. Several buildings are already in the beginning phases of construction. And the SEND members of the Philippines gather this week for their annual conference. The mission of SEND Philippines is to build up the body of Christ through the local church. As a result, an increasing number of Filipinos are going out in missionary service. Pray for spiritual refreshment, constructive discussion, deepening fellowship, and God's presence and power during these days together, that the coming year may be especially fruitful in reaching the unreached with the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that'll fuel your hunger to get to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.